about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they were commuted together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were hidden, holding that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? What are you saying? Is what y'all talking about? And the one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answered and said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem and had not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? Saying, well, you must not be from around here. You don't know what's going on. And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should be redeemer of Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day. Say the same day, y'all.
Same day.
And yes, it said that all these things were done. So yes, the certain woman also of our company made a astonishing which was earlier at the sepulchre. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearers, and the doers of his word. Just for a few minutes, I want to talk about walking and talking with Jesus on the third day. Walking and talking with Jesus on the third day. Amen. I already asked you just to repeat the same day. Repeat the same day for me, y'all.
The same day.
Amen. Talking about Sunday. Tell you what has happened here and on this before now. Jesus is crucified. Jesus is risen. The risen Christ appears. The walk to Emmaus, all that has happened. And I might add the same day. Amen. I got to ask you a question. Do you believe in a miracle?
Yes.
Well, let me just tell you what happened to me one day. It wasn't long ago that I got on I-49 just right out here. It was raining as I got up on the bridge. But as I got on I-49, the sun began to shine. You know what happens when it rains and the sun began to shine? They have a rainbow. Good God Almighty. And as I was traveling down, the rainbow appeared on this side. I said, good God Almighty. And it just had came out because the sun had just came out. And you know they have in the rainbow blue, red, yellow. Well, the yellow was so bright it shined on the side of my truck. Hey, God Almighty. And it hit the side of my, arm. And as I rolled along, I said, good God Almighty, a second rainbow appeared. Good God Almighty. Only God can do this. Watch it. Watch it now. And as I went along, boy, that yellow, because it was more yellow than that dress you got on today. Charlie Boo, Brother Sewell, it was yellow. I was yellow. All on this side was yellow. I said, this got the, I'm in a miracle. I said, I'm in a miracle. Hey, good God Almighty. I was walking one day. Two drops of rain fell on this hand, and two drops fell on that hand. And it wasn't no bird dropping. It wasn't no bird dropping. What I was doing was going over a sermon I was going to preach. And I had that paper like this. And them two drops fall on me. I said, good God Almighty, God is with this. That's what I said, you know. But about a miracle. What is a miracle? It is a surprising and welcome event considered to be the work of divine agency. A highly improbability or extraordinary that brings very welcome consequences. An amazing product or achievement or an outstanding example of something. Sure was an America that I saw that day. Not saying what I see in the sky at night. Reverend Martin had mentioned to us about how many airplanes go across our houses at night that we should pray that they stay up there. Y'all remember that? Well, one night I went out walking my dogs. Look, one, two, three, 10, 17, 24, 29. I said, my pastor was right. I just kept on going. 31, 32, 30. I mean, let me see how many I said I wrote down. 35. And I stopped counting. I said, good God Almighty. I said, Reverend Martin was so right. I said, that man is right about a lot of things. Good God Almighty. But I'm here to talk to us today about walking and talking with Jesus on the third day. Good God Almighty. The Bible says how to walk. I didn't even think about it until I was reading about walking, and Reverend Martin preached about walking, and we had walking in the association. Amen. Remember that? Well, look at here. This is how to walk. This is the subject, how to walk. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Amen. Isaiah 40 and 31 say, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 say, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Ephesians, my pastor loved this book, 5 and 8 says, walk as children of light. Amen. Romans chapter 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. That the righteous requirements of the law but according to the Spirit. The subject of that is walk in the Spirit. Amen. The songwriter sings, walk with me, Lord. Hold my hand. Walk with me, be my friend. Amen. Talking with Jesus. And listen, the songwriter said, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Jesus, like the disciples did on the first day of the week. It was Sunday. It was Easter, just like today, Sunday morning. He said, that morning, early in the morning, the women came to the tomb with their spices. The stone covering the opening of the tomb had been rolled away. But Jesus' body was not there. As the women puzzled over what had happened, two angels appeared there. Clothes were dazzling. The women bowed down in fear. Yeah. Glory to God. Tell your neighbor the same day. Did you see the first miracle that I just said? The stone had been rolled away. Second, these angels had appeared as men in dazzling clothes. I got to talk about these clothes for a few minutes. Because Jesus wore some dazzling clothes. Watch this. They hadn't seen anywhere or seen anything like these clothes shining intensely, exceedingly, dazzling white. Some say about Jesus' dazzling clothes, called the white clothes of Jesus, is what the women saw, radiant as no one on earth could bleach. White, that's how extra white, bright white they clothes were.
Hurt your eyes. Hurt your eyes to see. When they walk up to you, hurt your eyes to see. Oh my God, can't see the face for the brightness of the clothes.
The clothes was dazzling white. All three gospel writers talk about these clothes. I like this. And they talked about their clothes and their transformation account mentioned. This detail, each in their own way. Matthew had his clothes as becoming bright
as light. Bright as light. That's what Matthew said. Luke said that his clothes became dazzling white.
And Mark, we find the most complete description where it says that his clothes became radiant as no one on earth could bleach white. Surely the glorious appearance of our Lord must have made a deep impression on the disciples who witnessed it. They hadn't seen anything like it. The text, the women, the angels asked perhaps the most glorious question ever. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Jesus had truly died, but had risen from the dead, as he predicted. When he told them he would be crucified and raised on the third day. Tell your neighbor, the same day. The women ran to find the 11 disciples and all the rest to tell them what had happened. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, the woman played, these women played a role in Jesus' ministry. So they were given the privilege of being the first to learn of the resurrection and to communicate it to the disciples. Let's give the women a big hand right there. Hey! Men might have said, I ain't gonna go tell nobody. But the women, they talk, I'm glad. The men starting to talk now too. It prompted Peter to run to the tomb to see for himself. When he saw nothing there except the linen clothes.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome moving until redeeming.
Good with the CA. You're tuned into spiritual
warfare. In an end of
but when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you. Gina,
Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's what
evangelist Ronald
Bell
takes you further.
You were born
to the word
in a manger.
Of God.
Manger born,
but on a tree.
We're going to be talking today about Satan and how he comes after us with his whole kingdom. And you know, he's organized. His whole kingdom is organized. And he comes after us as a thief and a robber. You know, we know that Satan, the word says that Satan comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So he come to steal our lives, our rights.